Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. We are expected to have a statement from the President of the United States on the situation in Egypt shortly. The President is vacationing in Martha's Vineyard and is expected to have a response since Wednesday's violence. And we are monitoring that. And we were told around 10:15. So we will go to that when it becomes available. In the meantime, we have some wonderful people to talk to. The 2013 Dance Omai International Dance Collective is now underway. Seven international dance artists representing six different countries have a collaborative residency at Omai's Upstate Artistic Oasis. The residency program, now in its ninth year, fosters artistic and cultural exchange in the relaxed and rural setting of Omai International Arts Center in Ghent. Under the direction of Dance Omai director Christopher Morgan and this year's guest mentor, Monsta Black, a 2011 alum of Dance Omai and an independent choreographer based in New York, those highly diverse dance artists have spent their time together familiarizing themselves with each other's work, along with experimenting and collaborating. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Christopher Morgan and Monsta Black to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Very nice to have you here. Thank you. So let us talk with you, Christopher, of how this comes to be. I don't know. I got the sense in reading the materials last night while I was looking this over, that some of this, I mean, obviously you're performing, but some of this is time where you just want to get away and work, too.
Absolutely. All of the programs at the Omai International Arts Center in visual arts, music, dance, and writing are really an opportunity for artists to invest in their creative process. So as much as sometimes products do develop out of the residency, it's really trying to give artists of all disciplines time to investigate their creative process, work on their craft, and be exposed to other artists that they might not otherwise meet. Interestingly, actually, this crisis in Egypt is making me think about a resident that had to cancel his trip that would have been coming from nearby in North Africa in Tunisia, and we only found out about that a week ago. So this international exchange and the opportunities they have to meet each other, I think otherwise probably would not happen. So it's a little bit about that time and also about the stimulation from the other artists.
So Monsta, let's talk a little bit about your time at Dance Omai and what it meant for you and what you were allowed to do. And this year, being this year, you're the guest mentor. So
yes.
You're helping others.
Yes. Well, in my residency, when I was there in 2011, I found it to be a great opportunity to network with the other artists. So I was able to continue relationships and travel abroad based on my connections that I made. Mm-hmm. And so now that I'm here this summer, I'm able to also just be there to assist Chris in facilitating exercises and different conversations that arise around finding the discovery, you know, as they're just establishing these relationships and finding new ways of working together.
Mm-hmm. What in that working together and finding out about other people's work and given that the dance can be so eclectic, mm-hmm. you obviously want them to express themselves in their way.
Yes.
But also offer reinforcement and I assume a little tap on the shoulder of, oh, this could happen.
Yes. Actually, I would say the first couple of days seems to be really about introducing the idea to them that there really are no limitations. So to let go of things that you're bringing to the table so that you can open up and learn from each other, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It does. Absolutely. And in no way does that impinge on the creativity of that particular artist.
No, not at all. And I think that's one of the most important aspects of our program. Both dance and music at Omai are collaborative programs. So we're asking them to both influence and learn from each other while maintaining the integrity of their own individual artistic voices and really valuing the diversity of the artists that we have represented coming from all these different countries, having different languages, both spoken and artistic. How those things come together is a really delicate balance. And I think that's a big part of the role of both mm-hmm. the guest mentor and myself is watching that balance and trying to encourage them both to be themselves and be influenced by the group.
Have you always had a mentor? Has that always been a part of the program?
It has since my first year. So there was 1 year of Dance Umai before I became the director. And then when I got the job after its first year, I realized I would need help. It's a pretty big undertaking, not just in terms of the artistic process, but in terms of group dynamics. So I quickly realized that a guest mentor would be useful, and what better resource than to tap previous residents who have experienced this process themselves.
It seems, you know, I'm just going by title, but but mentor seems heady.
Mentor seems heady. I'm imagining that every mentor is kind of brought to the table a different vibe each summer.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, it's a big, you know, a big thing to be a mentor, to be a mentor.
Well, a big part of it is
maybe also... not so much when your name is Monster, but, you know, mentor.
Yeah, a big part of it also, I feel like, is bringing to the table the experience that I've had from the previous summer and my experience from being an artist in New York City. Some of the international artists are curious about that.
Also, I think all of the programs at OMI are run by working artists themselves. So I think this idea of kind of peer-to-peer mentoring is present throughout our programs. And in dance, we really work hard in the first few days that Monst and I are part of the circle by participating in all the workshops that the artists present, that the dancers present to each other, and really feeling like we're on par with them, that we're peers. And then we just step out of that once they start collaborating so that if needed, there can be an outside eye or someone to mediate a discussion or perhaps even a disagreement. A lot of artistic innovation can happen when there's a disagreement, but sometimes you just need someone who's connected to the work but outside of it enough not to be so attached to it.
Right.
It would seem to me, I mean, while being incredibly fruitful, that you can also over-discuss art, right?
Wow, you just really hit the nail on the head there. You just really hit the nail on the head there.
Yes.
Ruth Adams, OMI's managing director of all the programs, is always fascinated at how much the dancers talk about process. And it's a really difficult balance to strike. We want people dancing. We want people inhabiting the beautiful 150-acre sculpture park that we have in the barn and dancing all over the place. But sometimes, especially navigating all the differences that we bring to the table, takes a lot of discussion. So it's quite possible that we talk too much sometimes, but we're always trying to temper that with a lot of dancing.
Right. And not, I mean, not even talking too much, but overanalyzing, I guess, would be... and because you're, I mean, I would assume for you as an artist, I mean, you would be very, you're very aware of what you're doing and what is happening.
Yes. But there are those moments when I do feel like sometimes in my own work where I'm overanalyzing, and it's important to just kind of like allow it to just be what it is. But in this particular situation at OMI, some of that, It's about letting it go past that point where you think it's too much, but then grabbing it at the right time before it starts to get in the way of the expansion. Christopher is actually wonderful at knowing what that right time is to step in and kind of, you know, okay, let's move on to the next thing.
The calm and the storm.
Let's feel like, you know, so.
And meanwhile, just a reminder, we're waiting to hear the president speak about the situation in Egypt, and we'll be going to that as soon as he steps out to make his remarks. But I do want to get in before that happens. But the public can still enjoy the work that is being done by these dancers and that you're all collaborating on.
Absolutely. We have two more events coming up. This Sunday we'll actually be at PS21. And speaking of analysis, I'll be facilitating a process called Critical Response, which is a way for audiences to engage in works in progress that the dancers are working on. And learn a little bit about the dances themselves, but also give some feedback to the artists. So that'll be at PS21 in Chatham this Sunday. And then next Saturday will be our culminating event, and it'll take place at OMI. It'll start at the Visitor Center and traverse possibly through the fields, maybe visit our barn where the artists have spent most of their time working. And it's a great way for the public to engage with the artists from all over the world and see what they've been working on and how their art has been influenced and transformed during this 3-week residency.
How did you come to OMI originally, Monster?
Wow. Well, I guess when Christopher first came to the position, I've known about it since he first started because we were friends before. And the first few years, there seemed to be something happening every summer. I was either out of the country or like down south or something, working on something. And so in 2011, things seemed to open up and I had much more time. So I decided that I would go ahead and apply and see what happened. And that was kind of what happened. You know, I was accepted and it was the perfect time. It was all about the timing, actually.
When you're accepting, dancers into the program, what are you looking for? I mean, I assume you're mm-hmm. looking for a cross section.
We are. We're absolutely looking for diversity in terms of spectrum within a career, emerging choreographers, mid career, well established. We're looking for geographic diversity, even age diversity, as much as possible. This year we had our largest applicant pool ever. Just over 100 people applied from about 25 different countries, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And the turnout has been amazing. It grows every year. I think word of mouth has been one of the best ways former residents recommending their colleagues apply. So it's the selection panel is really interesting. I'd say it goes in a couple of rounds, and it's an advisory board made up of dance professionals based in and around New York City that have been friends of OMI for several years. We initially look at artistic quality and then go more towards shaping that diverse group that'll make an interesting and challenging collective.
So at the end of the 3 weeks for the artist, when they leave, what do you think they leave with?
Well, I'll start with, I think this residency program and all of OMI's programs really are an initial seed that gets planted. The time there, wonderful as it is, often disappears really quickly. And so I think in dance in particular, artists meet people that they want to continue working with. They get ideas that transform their own process of creating dances, and that continues long after they leave. So I think that's the biggest takeaway that I tend to see. And a lot of the relationships last over years. Monster was mentioning he traveled shortly after he was at OMI. The resident from Russia that year invited him to perform in Moscow. Mm-hmm. There's a collective of four women from 2008 that have met every year since then. And they've met in France, in Singapore, in Beijing, in Finland, and their countries that they represent are equally diverse. So I think that kind of continued relationship and seeds of ideas are the biggest takeaway that I've witnessed.
And mm-hmm. for you now as mentor, we talked about what you got out of it when you were there in 2011. But for you as mentor, what do you hope they take away from the experience?
Well, when I think back to what I experienced, I feel like it would be great for them to take away a deeper appreciation for taking moments to slow down, nurture yourself in order to expand your creativity. Mm-hmm. Because the slowing down in OMI and like being surrounded by nature and the appreciation of that, I feel like really feeds the creative energy.
And slowing down in a sense of physically.
Physically.
But then mentally just concentrating and thinking and mm-hmm. taking life out of the way.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's really important.
And I'd add on to that even that, you know, the rigors of producing dance and any art form really, it is such a business still. You're balancing your artistic needs with your business needs, and sometimes it feels like you can't let go in your daily life as much as you would want to as a creator. And I think a lot of us come here and it takes a few days to shake off that rigor, that discipline, the time schedule, and being able to keep a little bit of that once you leave to encourage your artistic freedom, to not say no to yourself, to not edit yourself as an artist, is a really valuable thing to take away. And oftentimes we just get caught up in it, like anyone in any field. You get caught up in the rat race of things. And I think the time to pause and reflect and investigate and be curious can allow a sense of freedom that hopefully carries on once they have to return to the rat race of art making and dance making.
So how's that rat race going? I mean, is it tough still? Once you leave once you leave that nature and that nurturing environment of going into, you know,
it's very interesting shifting back into the rat race.
I mean, is the future bright? When you say to these residents when they leave, good luck.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting. I mean, the field is transforming rapidly. So this is making me think about one of this year's residents, Ben Van Buren, who's this beautiful, fantastic dancer, but a really quick mind as well. And he's working in ways that are really forward-thinking. He's integrating technology into his work. He's doing a kind of extended study program in Brussels right now, even though he's originally from Vermont. And I look at, you know, he's 24, I believe. I look at young artists like that and how they're thinking towards the future, and I think it's a really positive sign for the future.
And for the program itself, it feeds a lot of other, I mean, it's one part of many spokes to this wheel of Oh My, and nurturing artists of all types. And I assume you have, I mean, you're in the dance portion of it, but you, I assume you all talk as to what's going on collectively.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, each of the programs are run by a working artist. So DW, who runs the writing program, is a published author himself. Jeffrey, who runs the music program, is also working in music. Claudia with visual art, myself with dance. We're all really deeply invested in it. And, you know, because we're all working artists, it can be difficult to have those conversations with each other. But as an organization, we make a big effort every year to all gather and talk about what's happening in our respective fields, how we can support innovation within our organization, with the artists that we interact with. It's a challenge to kind of balance all of those things, but I think what makes it so vibrant is that we're all active in the field ourselves, generating and producing art through the different disciplines, and I think that keeps things really fresh for our artists that we invite to Oh My.
The 2013 Dance Oh My International Dance Collective is underway under the direction of Christopher Morgan and with this year's guest mentor, Monsta Black. And there are two public performances that are upcoming. You can find out information about the entire program, about Art Oh My, and about the performances by going to Art Oh My, that's O-M-I, artomi.org. Christopher Amansa, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I do appreciate it, and I thank you and wish you all the luck in the world in the coming days.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.